Sexual harassment has become an issue in the presidential race following the news that Roger Ailes was stepping down as chairman of Fox News after allegations that he sexually harassed host Gretchen Carlson and other women at the network. Donald Trump defended Ailes in an interview a couple weeks ago on NBC's Meet the Press.
He's been a friend of mine for a long time, and I can tell you that some of the women that are complaining, I know how much he's helped them, and even recently, and when they write books that are fairly recently released, and they say wonderful things about him, and now all of a sudden they're saying these horrible things about him, it's very sad.
Trump then drew criticism when he told USA Today that if his daughter Ivanka was sexually harassed at work, he would like to think she would find another career or job. Trump's son Eric jumped in to defend his father on CBS This Morning, saying sexual harassment is an absolute no-go in the Trump organization. He also said this of his sister.
You know, Ivanka is a strong, you know, powerful woman. She wouldn't allow herself to be, you know, objected, you know, to it.
So let's take the politics out of this for a minute. What should a worker do if he or she is harassed in the workplace? Richard Glovsky is the co-chair of the Labor and Employment Practice Group at Locke Lord LLP. And Richard, just how common is sexual harassment in the workplace?
I would say it's common. It's not always reported, but it's fairly common.
And how often is it a man doing the harassing and a woman being the victim of harassment?
Good question. Most of the time, but not always. Often it's a woman harassing a man, or at least occasionally it's a woman harassing a man. But it's also man on man and woman on woman.
And how often is it actually reported? You say not always.
I would say 10% of the time. It comes, as you know, in various forms. Some is more obvious than others. Some is more intrusive than others. But even some of the most intrusive sexual harassment is not reported for various reasons, some of which have been talked about in the press recently with regard to Mr. Ailes, with regard to Mr. Trump, and so on.
Well, when you say it's not always obvious, is it possible to not know that you're a victim of sexual harassment?
Yes. I mean, I think there are people out there who are naive enough not to recognize sexual harassment when it happens. But obviously, the more pervasive it is, the more obvious it is even to those who are naive.
So give me an example of what would be a case of a clear-cut case, and what's one that's a little – you're not so sure whether it is, but it is.
Well, a clear-cut case is someone who insists upon having sexual relations in return for promotion. A less obvious one is someone who is subtle about trying to develop a personal relationship with a subordinate. Hints, casual references, nothing necessarily direct. But many harassers start off being, first of all, they're often in superior positions. So they have a lot of experience in the workforce working with different people. Often they can recognize victims when they see them. Some people are much more easily victimized than others. And they can use a subtle approach, oftentimes to seduce a victim into having a relationship that perhaps he or she may not want to have.
So what should you do if this happens to you?
It really depends upon the company you work for and how enlightened it is. The tough situations are with the companies who are not enlightened. So what does someone do when they believe they've been sexually harassed in an unenlightened business environment? And my suggestion, and what I've seen operate successfully, is when the victim has really good evidence. And the best evidence, and you've seen this a bit in the Ailes case, you actually saw it to some extent by analogy in the Bill Cosby situation. The more people who come forward and say that they've had similar experiences, the stronger your case is going to be. And in an unenlightened business environment, you need that. Because usually in an unenlightened business environment, the immediate reaction will be in favor of the person who has been accused and not the victim.
Which would mean that there are probably risks of coming forward in some places.
Absolutely. And I would say in every work environment, there is some risk.
One of the things that was said this week in relation to Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka, was that, well, she's a strong woman. She would get up and she would leave that company if she were being sexually harassed.
Right. I thought that was ridiculous. First of all, nobody wants to leave a job they like. That was an unfortunate statement. If you're the victim of harassment, first what you have to do is assess your work environment and how enlightened it is. If it's unenlightened, as I said, you really need to marshal your resources. If you can get other people to come forward to vouch for what you're saying, you've got a very good chance of succeeding. If it's an enlightened environment, then you have less to worry about. You probably have people that you can, who will console you and who with whom you can consult. And chances are the company will do the right thing.
What can we do as a country to fix this problem, though, at its core?
Education. The more education, the better. And I think it starts at a very young age. Really, I think it starts at home. I mean, there are examples at home which young men and women experience, which I think translate in later years to behavior that is inappropriate and sometimes the type we're talking about today.
That's Richard Glovsky, who is a partner at Locke Lord LLP, where he's co-chair of the Labor and Employment Practice Group. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.